Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. We're glad you are joining us today. If you would like to learn more about our church, please check out our website at r4sq.org. Now stay tuned for today's message. Enjoy, and God bless.
To you. Thank you, Angela. You may have a seat. And I'll tell you why. Because the message that I had prepared to preach, I'm not going to preach it. So, guys, the scriptures you've got up there, just don't worry about them. And you guys have got to know me that I'm such a person of preparation. I love to be prepared. And I prepared a typical Christmas message for you. And I had two thoughts as I was preparing this message. One was, I don't know if I can compete with the little video you just saw. But the second is this. We typically do not do anything that's traditional. But I wanted to bring you a traditional Christmas message today. But when Pastor Rod got up and shared his word, the Lord spoke to me again about miracles. So I'm just going to be obedient to the Lord today. And I'm going to speak to you an unprepared message about miracles. Amen. Because Christmas is a season of miracles. The greatest miracle man has ever known. A miracle that still affects our lives today. And I'm going to share from the 8th chapter of Luke. And I'm going to start by just sharing a story with you that's found in the 8th chapter of Luke. Jesus encountered this demon-possessed man. A man who was so filled with demonic powers that he would cut himself and he lived in a cave and they would chain him, but no one could restrain him. He would break the chains and overpower them. And as Jesus was walking one day, this man came running to him and bowed down before him and said, I beg you, do not torture me. But Jesus had commanded the demons to come out. And he asked the demon, what is your name? He said, I am Legion, for we are many. And the demon spirits asked Jesus, could they be permitted to go into some swine that was feeding nearby? And Jesus permitted them to go. And when the demon spirits entered the swine, they ran off the cliff and killed themselves. And that always reminds me, make me think, why do Christians put up with demon spirits when even pigs won't do so? Why do we allow something in someone that Jesus has already defeated to afflict us and torment us and torture us and torment our kids? One of the greatest miracles that you can ever encounter is to see someone who has been bound by demon spirits set free by the power of God. Jesus set this man free. But listen to what happened. When the people who observed that the herdsmen saw what had happened, they went back into the town and they told the town people what Jesus had done. And in Luke 8:27, it says, and all the people in the region of Gerasene begged Jesus to go away and leave them alone, for a great fear swept over them. You know, there are people today that are afraid of the power of God. And that fear keeps them from experiencing the closeness of God. That fear keeps them from experiencing the miracle power that God has available for them. As we close out 2016 and prepare our hearts for a new year, church, Let's contend for the power of God like never before. I'm believing for 2017 to be a year of great breakthrough and a year of God's power being released on this church. And I'm going to tell you a word, a phrase, a thought that I've had for 2017. Write this down because you'll probably hear me say it many times. That is no nonsense. It's time for the church to put away nonsense and get serious about the things of God. No nonsense. So Jesus sets this man free. The people beg him to leave the region. And he returned to the boat and left, crossing back to the other side. And listen to this now. The people who knew of the miracle asked Jesus to leave. But the man who had been freed from the demons begged Jesus to go with him. Sometimes, church, you got to experience the power of God to really know the power of God. But I believe far too many of God's people do not experience his power because we do not take time to seek him, to find him, to let him work in us his power. But Jesus told him, no, go back to your family and tell them everything God has done for you. So this man went through the town proclaiming the great things that Jesus had done for him. So Jesus is now in the boat. In Luke 8:40, it says, on the other side of the lake, the crowds welcomed Jesus because they had been waiting for him. How many of you here today have been waiting for God to show up and do something for you? How many of you have been waiting? Jesus is on the other side. Your miracle is on the other side of your waiting if you don't give up. But if you stop in the process of waiting, you'll never get there. But if you wait, if you believe, if you pray, if you contend, what God has promised you is yours to have. And let this Christmas day serve as a reminder to you of the awesome power and presence of God that is available to all of his children. They was waiting. Then a man named Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come home with him because his only daughter, who's about 12 years old, was dying. This scripture always brings one thought to mind. God will meet you at your place of faith. Search the scriptures and you'll find if someone said, Lord, just speak the word. One man said, God, just speak the word. Just speak the word, Jesus, because I know the power you have. If you speak the word, my servant will be healed. And what did Jesus do? He spoke the word. Here, Jairus said, won't you come home with me? What was Jesus going to do? He's going home with Jairus. Why? Because God will always meet you at your place of faith. Your miracle awaits you at your point of belief. Don't try to believe like Pastor Angela believed, like you see her doing it. Please hear me. You gotta connect with who you are and with the way you believe. And you got to present that to God. So don't try to do it like somebody else may do it. Because your success is not based on you mimicking anyone. Your success and you receiving the miracle God has for you is you believing God according to your faith. According to your faith. Jairus said, come home. So Jesus was going with him. And as he went, he was surrounded by the crowds. And a woman was in the crowd, had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe, and immediately the bleeding stopped. Why? Because this woman here said, if I could just touch you.
Come on, Pastor.
If I could just touch you. If I could just touch you. And when she touched him, Jesus stopped. And he said, who touched me? Our Lord and Savior is always aware of when someone touches him in faith. Your miracle is tied to your belief.
Amen.
Will you have faith? Will you exercise faith? Will you do whatever? Will you exercise whatever level of faith you have? Whether that's you reaching out and touching the Lord by faith, whether that's you just saying, God, speak the word, or whether that's, Pastor, come pray for me. And I know I'll receive. Whatever your level of faith is, God will meet you there. And listen, it's your faith. Your faith. I remember one time years ago, and this man is now pastoring the church in Huntsville. He came to see me on Thursday. But he came to my house. My apartment was living in Flagstone Apartments. And he had the hiccups. He'd been hiccuping for 3 days. And he said, God told me if I'd come and let you pray for me, he would heal me. I had the faith of a rock. But it wasn't my faith that mattered.
That's right.
It was his faith.
Come on, sir.
I obeyed. I prayed for him. And much to my surprise, oh, mighty man of God.
It's all right, Pastor.
Much to my surprise, the hiccup stopped.
Hallelujah.
So he sat there for about an hour. And all that's going through my mind is, he's going to start back the hiccup. He's going to start back the hiccuping again. He never did. Why? Because his faith. And his faith was, if you go and let Pastor Huey pray for you, I'm going to heal you. He had faith in that. He exercised that faith, and God gave him his miracle. Can you imagine hiccuping for 3 days and can't stop? You wake up hiccuping. You try to eat your hiccuping. That's the kind of God we serve. This woman comes up behind him, and she touches his garment. And Jesus said, who touched me? God is so intimately aware of your touch. If you need a miracle today, your miracle is waiting on you. This is the season of miracles. And the same God who over 2,000 years ago sent his son to save the world is still working miracles today. Will you believe? Will you believe? So the woman touches his garment and she gets her healing. Jesus said, who touched me? Everyone denied it. And Peter said, Master, this whole crowd is pressing up against you. What do you mean, who touched you? Who can, lots of people are touching you. But Jesus said, no, someone deliberately touched me, or someone touched me in faith, for I felt healing power go out from me. Listen, church, you have access to God's power even when he may not even know that you're seeking. If you just touch him, Jesus was not aware of what was about to happen. He didn't even know who had touched him. But this woman put a demand on the power of God.
Amen.
And when we as God's people learn to put a demand on what Jesus has rightfully given us, we too will receive our miracle. I'm not talking about being arrogant, sister.
Yes.
There's a difference, right?
Yes, right?
I'm talking about placing a demand.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, God wants you to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He wants you to place a command, a demand on what he has promised you. He wants you to exercise your faith in that way.
Come on.
On this Christmas day,
amen.
2016, what will you demand of God that he's already promised you? And I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm talking about being in faith.
Amen.
She placed a demand, and God's virtue flowed out of Jesus into this woman. Many years ago, I wish he was here, but he's not, Dave Thomas. When he first came here, they had all kind of illnesses going on in his body. And one Wednesday night, I was teaching the word of God. Don't know what I was teaching. Didn't know nothing about what God was doing. I just walked up and I just put my hand on Dave and just continued to teach and preach. And when I did, Dave said he felt God's power. Now, I didn't feel nothing. But Dave felt it. God healed him. We got to stop placing limits on our God. I want someone's faith to grow here today. I want someone to leave here feeling like 2017 is going to be a different kind of year for them. That 2016 is a thing of the past. And listen, even if 2016 was a good year, I want 2017 to be a great year in the things of God for you. Can you believe for that? A great year. Our God has no limits. And what he did for us yesterday, he will exceed that for us tomorrow. If you will only believe. If you will only believe. So this woman gets her healing. But the story doesn't end there. When the woman realized that she could not be healed, she began to tremble and fell down to her knees in front of Jesus. The whole crowd heard her explain. Now listen, you got to get this. They heard her explain why she had touched him. Because according to Jewish law, she was not even supposed to be amongst people. She confessed it all. Sometimes you just got to tell it all to the Lord. Amen. I think some people don't get their miracle from God because they holding back as if God doesn't know. You got to tell it all. The whole crowd heard her. But Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Now there's another story that was happening here. Remember where Jesus was going? He was going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. And along the way, this woman interrupted the Lord. How many of you know that God is bigger than distractions? The same faith that Jesus started to Jairus' house with, even after he was distracted, he never wavered. He was still speaking to the woman. A messenger arrived from the house of Jairus. Your daughter is dead. Now Jairus could have thought, if only this woman had not distracted him. I'm sorry, I don't mean you. If only this woman had not distracted him, we may have made it there in time.
Right.
Said, don't trouble the teacher no more. Your daughter is dead. But when Jesus heard what had happened, he said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just have faith and she will be healed. Listen, Jesus did not say she'd be raised from the dead.
Right.
Although she was dead, he said she will be healed. And when they arrived at the house, Jesus wouldn't let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, James, and the little girl's father and mother. The house was filled with people weeping and wailing. But he said, stop weeping. She isn't dead. She's only asleep. But the crowd laughed at him because they all knew she had died. Then Jesus took her by the hand and said in a loud voice, my child, get up. And at that moment, her life returned and she immediately stood up. And Jesus told them to give her something to eat. He is still a miracle-working God. What miracle do you need today? What miracle do you need going into 2017? I dare you to believe God. I double dare you to believe God. What do you need? Just take a moment. I want everyone to just take a moment and just think about what you need from the Lord right now. Just take a moment. What do you need from God? What do you need for the Lord to do for you right now? Or 2017. What do you need from Jesus? What do you need from God today? This is a season of miracles. And the God we serve, he's a miracle-working God. His power cannot be exhausted. The number of people that he touches has no limit. Throughout the years and centuries, God has healed and delivered millions of people. Millions upon millions of people have received a miracle from God. And if he did it for them, will he not do it for you? Yes, let's stand this morning. You've had a moment to bask, a moment to reflect, a moment to think. And I want to be very deliberate, because the woman who touched Jesus was very deliberate in getting a miracle.
And that's a wrap. Thanks again for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. If God has touched your life through our church, we would love to hear your testimony. So please email us your story by emailing amen@r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week, and God bless.